Hi, everybody. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and I have Mike here, and we're going to have a new format we're going to try today. We're gonna talk about a topic and go from one topic to another topic. We have a few topics listed. We'll be talking about Accessoride. We'll be talking about what's his name, Travis Kalanick, and all the money he's taken from us. Okay.
In my opinion,
right? We're talking about the wishful thinking article in Crain's about the De Blasio selling 1,600 medallions, and we'll be talking about something about a wave driver Mike spoke to, and we'll be talking about the water main break in Terminal 4. So, Mike, let's start with Accessoride. What did you want to say about that?
Well, the first thing is I talked to a very reliable source of mine, a guy who's been driving for a long time. Now, he's driving, his system is he's using the Verifone Curb app, and he says in Brooklyn and Queens, now this is a yellow cab driver, he said In Brooklyn and Queens he's getting a lot more action from Accessoride calls, which is not necessarily a person in a wheelchair, but it's a person going to a doctor or with some sort of malady or disability, where they have to get their doctor appointments. So he said there's really an increase in calls coming out in Brooklyn and Queens for yellow cabs on the Curb app, customers in Brooklyn and Queens. And he says especially between 6 and 8, because he says they have to get to their doctor appointments usually between 9 and 10 in the morning, because I feel bad for them. These people, they're in there all day, so they have to get to the doctor as early as possible. But there is some activity on the... for at least the Curb app with Accessoride in early morning in Brooklyn and Queens. So you cabbies working the day shift, and I know a lot of cabbies just beeline into Manhattan when they start in the day shift or go to the airport. But just keep your app open and see if you get some calls out there in Brooklyn and Queens. If these calls are coming in, honestly, we have to cover the work, because we've been trying to get this thing moving for the last year, if not more. And now if they're starting to get some activity on the system, we really owe it to ourselves to cover that work. That's some good news department there.
Well, let me ask you this, Abe, Mike. Let me just ask you one question. Since they're coming from Accessoride, does the extra fees that the taxi drivers are supposed to get for wheelchair jobs, do they kick in on this?
This I do not know. What I think is happening is you get the extra fee because if it's a physical wheelchair, because there is obviously a lot more steps to getting that person into the wheelchair accessible vehicle cab. Now these Accessoride people are people who apparently are not in wheelchairs, but just have some sort of disability or ailment where they have to go to a doctor visit. And I don't think they get that wheelchair accessible vehicle money, which they probably should, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know if they're not. Well, I don't know why.
Well, I think if it's coming from Accessoride, that they should.
That's what I'm saying. But I think for whatever reason, they're just giving him maybe a little bit of a little chase fee, as we call it, versus the wheelchair fee where you get sometimes $10 or $15 or $20. So I'm definitely going to look into that for the next show. I'm going to be reporting.
Okay, and if there's anybody out there that knows that, just send us an email at nyctaxinews@aol.com. Okay.
Right.
And Mike, you were about to say something before that.
Oh yeah, and also I. Along those lines, we are trying to get the wheelchair accessible vehicle program going. And one driver told me, I'm not going to say his name because he's been in the business a while. A lot of cabbies know him. He's a great guy. But he said, which another story I'm trying to look into, he got a big fine because he went to pick up a person in a wheelchair when he was driving a wheelchair cab. And something happened where it was a little delay getting the equipment together, and the people with the wheelchair apparently got really upset and ratted them out on the 311 line. Then they had a phone hearing where they called in to complain to the TLC judge with the guy sitting, with the cab driver having to come in, but the people calling in on the phone. And he got hit, according to him, he got hit with a $500 fine. I was like, $500 fine? He goes, yeah, well, it was like a little, they had a little problem with, we had a little thing where they call up and it was a phone hearing. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of all this, and especially that. Now, we can't have, first of all, I think the phone hearings are totally unconstitutional. You have to have these people show up. You can't have somebody calling on the phone that you don't know. I mean, you have need a chance to defend yourself, to investigate the people in, taking you to court. And the other thing it sets a bad precedent if drivers are trying to help people in wheelchairs and their reward is getting a $500 fine, allegedly. So I'm going to check that out for sure. What were you saying?
Now, this was for people not showing up?
This was for a person in a wheelchair with another person. And when the driver went to pick them up, there was something wrong with the he said there was something like where he had to undo, like one of the bands was stuck, or he had to do it a certain way to get the wheelchair in there, and there was something where the strap was stuck. And so people got really upset, like, why is it taking so long? We have to go somewhere, blah, 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 blah. So
he got a fine for him. And what was the charge?
He got a fine
What was the charge? You mean for delay, for being late, I don't get it.
That's what I got to ask him. I don't get it either. Yeah. Well, either being late or being unable to respond to a call or refusing a call or a problem with a pay. I don't know. Equipment not ready. I have to really find this guy again and ask him, because he just threw it out there and said, oh, yeah, blah, 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 I got fined $500. Because he was saying, I don't know if I can go out to work tonight, meaning him. He said, I don't know if I can go out to work tonight because I still didn't pay up the fine I got from TLC for that court thing. Then he said the fine was $500. I said, for what? He said, oh, because I had a problem with a wheelchair. So I had to look into that. And I think the Taxi Commission is being so unflexible with new wheelchair rides, it's disingenuous for them to do anything with this program, because you can't have a threat of $500 and $1,000 fines for cab drivers that don't even, it doesn't even involve, it doesn't even involve using profane language or refusal. The driver did show up. So I'm just wondering, at what point did the TLC people, there's got to be a couple of people maybe up there with rocks in their head. They think they're going to have cab drivers leaping to pick up wheelchair rides. If they're, now they're going to be threatened with $500, $1,000 fines if they do something the wrong way. So I'm definitely going to look into that. And the last thing on that, I mean, leaving the wheelchair thing aside, I'm waiting for some lawyer to come up with a class action suit to get some of these so-called judges at TLC disbarred, and some of these lawyers at TLC making these rules disbarred, where you have a phone hearing where you don't know the person. You don't know the person's background. You don't know the person's psychological state, or if they have criminal conviction. You don't have any way to build a defense on a lot of these phone hearings where the cabbie has to come in and sit down in front of a TLC judge, and then someone calls up on the phone and says whatever they want to say. I mean,
this is a constitutional issue, because in the United States Constitution, it says that an accused has the right to face his accuser.
Correct.
Okay.
And this is not the case.
And in my opinion, my unlawful degree, I don't have a law degree, but in my opinion, I think that it's a constitutional issue that people
Absolutely.
Have a right to face their accuser, okay?
Right.
And it's
right.
always been that way until the last administration. I think Bloomberg started this, you know, I don't remember, probably. Okay, even Giuliani, under his administration, I don't think just, you know, And if anybody would, you know, Giuliani, you know, was a law abider. You know, he believed in the law, whether you like it or not.
Right. Okay? He was a hard ass, but he believed in the lawyer.
Right. Even if he disagreed with the law, he believed in enforcing it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you just say, if you don't like the law, get it changed. Okay.
Right.
Listen, I want to mention something about the apps, and there's a. There's somebody on our message board who's been doing this, and I believe that it'd be a good idea for all cab drivers to do this. He has been promoting any time a passenger gets in his cab, and they don't know about the apps, the Curb or Arrow app. He has been promoting it to them, okay, in conversation, and several times he's actually had people download the app while in the taxi.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. So drivers do this. Okay. Don't come back and complain you're not getting any app calls when you have the power to sell your passengers the app. They don't know about it. Okay?
Right.
So maybe they don't notice the little sign in the window. Okay? Certainly the app should be on the door. You know, I've been saying this forever, and I'm going to keep saying it, that the app should be displayed on the doors along with the rates of the taxis. But you could do yourself and everybody else a big plus by promoting it to your passengers, okay?
Right.
Especially the ones that live in remote areas, okay? If you get a fare to Queens and you're going all the way out to, Whitestone or something like that, you know,
and
I used to get a lot of fears like that. You know, let them know about the app, because when they wake up in the morning in Whitestone and they want a taxi, they don't know that they could punch an app for Curb or Arrow and get a yellow taxi to their door. Okay?
Well, see, this is the thing is, I've had people that get in my cab and they'll pay in the cab with Curb or with Arrow, and I'll say, well, how do you guys do with getting a cab? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, how's the response when you order a cab with that app? He goes, oh, I didn't know we could do that. So they know about being able to pay, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't registered with them, or the information isn't out there where they can, you know, get a cab with the same app that they're paying for their fare inside the cab. So it's a little bit of a disconnect there. And the other thing I'd like to say is, the other night was extremely frustrating for me, Abe. I was losing my mind because it was 3-degree weather. There were available cabs all over the place, and the Uber cars were running around with people. Oh, I'd say like 80% of the little Uber cars had people in them, passengers. And the yellow cabs say about maybe 80% empty, because I guess, speaking frankly, I mean, a guy's out with his girlfriend, they don't want to run into the street and start hailing a cab. So, but the irony is that if that app would have had more publicity or more saturation, these people wouldn't have had to stand in the street hailing a yellow cab. They could just push the yellow cab app, and the car would come right to them. And I was in the cab on more than a few occasions, and I was waiting for the app thing to go off. There was nothing coming in. And I talked to another couple of drivers. I said, man, maybe there's something wrong with the system. He goes, no. There weren't that many calls. So if it's 3-degree weather in New York City on a Saturday night, at what point do you start getting app calls? I mean, this is ridiculous. So hopefully we can get that for the new year, as they say, up and running.
Yeah.
Because right now,
Mike,
I mean,
Mike, you were picking up fares regardless in that weather, right?
Well, I mean, I was trying, but like I said, once it hit 3 degrees, there were, you know, the only thing you could do would be to sit in front of a club, and if people see there's a cab right in front of you, to the cab, because there's a cab online, like old school move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other thing I've noticed, there's been a few fishing holes for cabbies. There used to be a couple of nice skyscrapers in Midtown in particular, and I used to sit in front and wait for there was a big building where they would come down the escalator, look from the escalator in front of the building, and if they see a yellow cab or like 4 or 5 yellow cabs sitting in line, they would not call an app car and go straight to the yellow cab, because there's no like surge or any of that BS. So they would have a point where they get on the escalator inside the building, come down like slowly, like Gone with the Wind, and I could see their phone where they're like, you know, getting rid of the schmoo ball because they see me sitting in front. Now what some of these SOBs on the non-yellow brigade have done is they sit in their car and they park in front of the building. So the only way the yellow cab can wait for a fare is to double park next to the guy who's sitting there in an Uber car with no business, and the cops are constantly chasing us. So instead of having that line where it says, this line is for taxis only, you have some guy nesting in an Uber car waiting for an app call. And this is really something we have to look into, because this is getting outside the taxi drivers complaining into what the customers want. And it's becoming this whole strategy thing of blocking and preventing yellow cabs from working for the benefit of nothing. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. Abe, you have no idea what's going on out here. I mean, I wish you could just jump in my cab for a night shift. Come out of the nest and check this out. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm gonna have to get on my camel and ride up to New York. Okay.
By all means.
So listen, Mike. I just want to talk about the MTBOT. They have free defensive driving and wave training course instruction. Okay. They have free online TLC application and renewal processing, free legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic, and Criminal Court, and free experienced MTB staff members to work directly with the drivers. Okay, and their phone number is 718-784-4343, and you ask for Can Chan Das and get hooked up with the MTBOT. Okay?
Beautiful. And we also have some more sponsors. I want to thank the sponsors for the new year, helping us out, helping everybody out.
We'll get to the other sponsors later in the show. But right now, let's talk about our friend Travis.
Oh, your bowling buddy, Travis Kalanick.
Yeah, our good friend Travis, who, in my opinion, stole my money.
Right. That's a pretty good opinion. Pretty strong opinion.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. In my opinion, I had an asset worth $1 million plus. Okay. Uh-huh. And he had nothing. Right. He came along.
Your taxi medallion that you worked and slaved for 40 years to get your retirement taxi medallion kind of thing.
Right.
Then he swoops it out of the sky with this mumbo jumbo Uber schmoober.
Yeah, let me express it, okay? Let me express it.
Go.
All right? You know, I worked for 40-something years to earn my asset, okay?
Right.
And he comes along with a wacky idea about with an app, which it wasn't a wacky idea, but first he put it in the yellow cabs, and when he found out that the yellow cabs didn't really need it, he put it in his own cars. And in my opinion, illegally, started taking my business. Okay, upping his private stock, that was bought with some hedge fund money. Okay, starting his company with hedge fund money. Okay, now he sold his stock for $1.3 billion. Right?
Was it 1.9 or 1.3? I had 1.9.
I think 1.4. I don't know. What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's a billion here or there? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 1.4 billion, you know, if you take divided by a million, let's say 1.4 would be 1,400 million.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So he has flipped who owns the money from the yellow cabs to his pocket.
It comes up to $10,000 per cab, basically, went in his pocket.
Not per cab, but $1 million per 1,400 cabs.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there are other stakeholders in that have done the same. So his share was 1,400 taxi medallion. Okay, I mean, supposedly my medallion is still worth half the money, okay, but and that'll lead us to our next article about wishful thinking that was in Cranes, okay?
Right.
But you know, in my opinion, he came in and took millionaire's money, invested it for his own good to get the equity from the taxis to his pocket, okay?
Well, the irony of that is that the city of New York had to cancel a taxi medallion sale where they were basically going to sell 1,600 brand new yellow cab medallions for $1 million apiece, and that basically all that money, instead of going to the city of New York for schools and cops and roads, basically that money somehow wound up in Travis's pocket, and he skipped away with like the excess of like $1.5 million. Now the other thing I want to say about that, the other thing I want to say about that. I kept hearing all this propaganda on the internet about Uber's worth $40 billion, Uber's worth $50 billion, Uber's worth $60 billion. Now, if he sold 30% of his stake in the company he started for, $1.5 billion. Let's say $1.5 billion. Theoretically, if Uber was worth $40 billion, he should have walked away with a check for $12 billion. If Uber was worth $60 billion, he should have walked away with a check for $18 billion. Now, the fact that he gets, I'm not going to say a measly $1.5 billion, but the fact that he gets about 10% less of what everybody thought he was going to get, say, tells me we were victims of internet fake news, the likes of which we've never seen before, because it proved once and for all that, pardon the French, that the Uber being worth $40 billion turned out to be like the bullshit story of the century, in my opinion. So I just wonder, what point do we turn it around? Because apparently Travis didn't have the confidence in his company to stick in there, so he had to get out, and he took the money and ran. So he got less than $2 billion after all this whoop-de-doo about he's going to be worth $20 billion.
Yeah,
well,
he just did it for the money, and you know, he had coaching along the line from people that knew how to get around the city government. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right? All right, and look, this is, to me, this is just, he, you know, whether it be legally not a crime, to me it was a crime. Okay.
Well, it'd be interesting to see as far as the internet law and stuff like that, because I don't know what the rules are for pump and dump protection, but you have tens of thousands of drivers who relied on this company to make a living and were sold a bill of goods, and they could literally walk away from their yellow cab driving gig, sell their medallions, and go into Uber, and now the guy who apparently started this company is out of the picture. And the new regime, I don't know what's going to happen, but it just it's all very creepy. And that's why I think probably I see a lot of drivers coming back, and I see the taxi medallion price inching up, because this flirtation with this app stuff is winding down. And, you know, the other thing I saw is Uber Eats in McDonald's. So now you're gonna have a guy who's sitting in an Uber car. Now you got a guy who's sitting in an Uber car for 18 hours because he can't leave because he's broke, hasn't taken a shower, and now he's gonna be dropping off food at your house. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you're gonna have an Uber driver dropping off food at your house?
Well, the reason Uber Uber started Uber Eats was because they didn't have enough passengers for their drivers. Okay, so they had to give him some way to make some money, all right? Let's not get into that right now. You know, let's save that for another show, okay? And I want to tell you about Checker, your garage.
Checker, another sponsor. Now for a word from Checker. Let's preface this by saying a word from Checker or a word from sponsor.
And now a word from Checker. Checker says, just make it happen and buy your next shift to Checker. Okay, right. They're located at 1105 38th Avenue. Their phone number is 718-361-6300. Okay?
Yes.
And, Mike, you worked at Checker, right?
Checker, I love Checker. They're very convenient. They have a 24-hour garage, pleasant office staff, which not everybody can say. They have very nice office staff. And you can get a car weekly there. You can get, they got some Camrys. They got the, I know they have a connection now where the RAV4s are coming in, and they also have NV200 vans, which is very convenient. And they're by all forms of transportation. They're right off 21st Street, right near 21st Street, Long Island City, but their address is, what's their address again? It's down the road.
1105 38th Avenue. 1105. Okay, right. Now that's right off of 21st Street and 38th Avenue. It's right by the bridge, right?
Correct. And it's very convenient for the... the train is up on 31st Street, but there's a bus that runs there for you Queens cabbies. It'll get you out of there right away. They got the Q66, which goes from literally Long Island City into Flushing and through Jackson Heights. So it's that's a lifesaver bus right there, my friend. And it runs very good on schedule, that bus. So you can get that right after you finish your shift. And then, you know, like I said, they'll work with you. They have weeklies and dailies, and you keep the car for like 2 or 3 days. And the thing I know about their weeklies, which a lot of garages don't do, if you go into Checker and say, I want a weekly, you can work a week and bring the car back. You're not like on the hook for 6 months or a year with having to keep this weekly car. You can say, listen, I need the car for a weekly this week. Okay, great. And they'll mark off your time from whatever day to whatever day. And basically for 168 hours, you can have this weekly car with no commitment. And when you're finished, you can bring that car back and go back to your single shift or weekly shift as you ordinarily do. But if you got a week of doing a lot of stuff, that weekly cab comes in handy because you can get all your cab driving out of the way. So they're great. Who else you got?
Well, we'll get back to talking about more of our advertisers later in the show, okay? But
okay.
Or as the show goes along. But let's talk about this article in Cranes, okay? Wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. Cities wishful thinking on taxi medallions. Now, it appears that in the budget for the city of New York, they have put up, they're going to put up those 1,650 medallions that they've been holding for like 3 years already that had been authorized to be sold. And according to this article, they believe they're going to get $728,000 per medallion. Okay. That's where the wishful thinking comes in. Okay. But the article points out that there's going to be a few other auctions prior to that happening. One is by the first, which is going to be tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when you're going to hear this show, but you may hear the show just afterwards. Okay. January 11th by First Jersey Credit Union.
Right.
And they're going to be auctioning off a bunch of medallions, okay? And then on January 16th, the Aspire Federal Credit Union is going to auction off 14 more medallions. And that's going to be done, I believe, in the offices where Matthew Dowse works, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're going to start the bidding at $150,000, and they're expecting to get to go considerably above that. Okay, so time will tell.
The business is better. I think they don't have to panic sell for 150. So it's going to be a real auction. It'll be interesting, but the medallion is stronger. And I'll tell you something, Abe. If you're a small business, I've always said the yellow cab, historically, up until the last 3 years with our friend Travis Kalanick and his friends in City Hall, thank God, have been out of there due to term limits for the new year. I think the yellow cab and the medallion system is probably historically has been one of the best small business opportunities in the city of New York. And even now, where you can get in for a cheap medallion if things turn around, I mean, you can get in and buy your own medallion for the same price as it's going to cost you to rent your cab. So, these are when the buying opportunities are a lot of times during a crisis like this. Because if you get whatever the note would be, I mean, if you could get away with buying your medallion and you're still paying $1,000 a week or $1,200 a week for having your weekly cab, I mean, you're basically, at least you'd be paying off a medallion for the same price as you would be if you were renting the cab every week. And if you think you're going to be doing this for 10 or 15 years one way or the other, let's say at least for like 5 or 10 years, it might not be the worst thing because you can, I mean, at the very least, you'd probably get all your money back. Years. I mean, not even knowing what the equity growth would be, but it's kind of a rock bottom sale right now. I mean, it's a bargain basement price for taxi medallions. And you've seen this cycle before where it's been very cheap medallions.
Yeah. Let me just say this. Okay. Basically, when you buy a taxi medallion, you're buying a stock, okay? And stocks go up and down. Now the taxi medallion reached its high in 2014 of $1.3 million, okay?
Wow.
And the thing that affects stock prices are the market and how it's manipulated, okay? Mm-hmm. The challenges to your income and pluses to your income, and our income has been challenged by this onslaught of Ubers and Lyfts and all of this stuff. But it seems to me that if de Blasio really believes now that he could sell those 1,600 medallions, that the steps are going to be taken to ease the market for the yellow taxis. Okay. An article I read this morning, up in Albany, they're debating all of this congestion pricing stuff. And one assembly woman said, I wouldn't mind putting in the congestion pricing as long as there's a cap on the Ubers and the Lyfts.
Please get her name. Let's talk.
Her name is available. Okay, and actually, if you give me a minute, I will look at my email.
Now, is her name actually?
I will tell you her name.
Is her name actually available? Okay. That's kind of a wild name for a person. Her name is available.
Yes, her name is available. Give me a minute, Mike. Okay, keep talking while I look. All right.
Okay, I'd like to wish everybody a happy New Year. And I wish everybody a happy New Year. This is the Mike and Abe Show within the construct of our little website that could right here at nyctaxinews.com. I want to thank everybody out there in the world audience now. The show is very popular, and we're very proud of ourselves for doing this and of you, the listener, for checking it every week, because we do have some statistics that say people listen to the show. We have a very loyal core following, and I, in fact, even heard one of my friends at the airport say, in fact, that he likes this show. He listens every week. So, and they recognize my voice because I guess I got a big mouth. But yeah. That said, okay. So you have the woman who is.
I have the woman's name. But before I give you her name, I want to just tell everybody that it's tax time, okay? And they should call Tony Tax to do their taxes. 718-413-6126. Okay.
And what was the number again? Number again was what?
718-413-6126. Tony Tax will come to you and do your taxes. Okay.
Beautiful. And he's on all these people where we're promoting are on the front page of the website. So if you just go to the website, all the information there. We just want to give them a verbal shout out because they're great people and they've been helping us to help you. So give them the business.
And click on the ads to go to their websites. Okay.
That's great. Click on
All the advertisers have their own websites. All you have to do is click on the ad, and you'll be taken to their website. Okay, now this woman's name, Deborah Glick, Democrat Manhattan, this is the New York State Assembly, said she's not unalterably opposed to doing something about the East River crossings, okay, provided that a cap on cars affiliated with companies like Uber and Lyft, provided there is a cap on the cars, okay? And this is reported by a news organization, okay?
Right.
Not sure how to call it.
What was her name again?
They are a newspaper. Deborah Glick, okay?
Deborah Glick.
Yeah, and this is reported by Politico, okay?
Oh, wow, okay.
All right. And, there's a whole article in Politico. In fact, you can read the whole article on NYC Taxi News. Just go to our news page, okay? And I just put it up there this morning. So, whenever you read this, the date of the news article that I put it up was today. And where is it? It's January 10th, okay? So if you're reading this, like, on the 14th or the 15th or hearing this show then, just go to the news page and look for the January 10th articles, and you'll see congestion pricing faces an uphill battle in the assembly. Also, okay.
You know, let me jump in there real quick before I forget something. And so that's some good news, because what I didn't know is I read somewhere that the city of New York during a business day, the population in many parts of the city doubles because of people coming in here to work. So they pour into the city to work, and then they leave. Now, they used to be able to come in on the Long Island Railroad and buses and stuff like that, but apparently they're taking their cars in now. So before, whereas we would welcome people pouring into the city to spend money, now they just bring in their cars, and they don't spend a lot of money. They just leave. Along those lines, it's something to look into. She's an assemblywoman, Assemblywoman Glick?
Yes, yes, okay, Democrat assemblywoman from Manhattan. Glick.
Democrat from Manhattan, thank you very much for that.
Right, which means she lives in Manhattan, and she's subject to all of the horrible traffic that has been created by Uber, Lyft, and the others, all of the TLCs. Yeah. Okay, and so she's saying, look, you want to make money for the MTA, you want to keep the cars out, do something about Uber and Lyft, put a cap on them. She's saying right. this is coming from Albany, not from our city council, not from our mayor. You know, it's coming from Albany, okay? And they're telling
from
the
a
governor
from a Manhattan Democrat.
Right. And Albany, basically, yeah. She's telling the governor, you want congestion pricing, do something about the traffic on my street.
Right.
Okay.
And you wonder if the governor needs a lot of traffic at this time to sell congestion pricing. I mean, that might be like a little scheme to bad traffic to sell congestion pricing. So,
the chicken with the egg. Yeah, look, the thing is this. Before Uber and Lyft and all of them came along, yes, there was traffic in Manhattan at times, okay?
Yeah.
But nothing like what's going on today. So, I mean, it's so obvious what's creating it, it's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I look at these characters with Uber and Lyft, and the only thing I can think of is what a needless, annoying inconvenience it is. I mean, you basically have thousands and tens of thousands of cars needlessly blocking traffic, and the drivers are miserable. They're not making money for what they thought they were going to be making. So for who, for what? And, you know, the other thing is going to be eye-opener with the TLC is that Ed Cuomo and all these people, the fact that Travis Kalanick, and I think that's the way I pronounce his name, that Travis Kalanick bailed out of the company he started for about 10% of what apparently they thought he might have been getting in the beginning, it might be a little bit of a head slap to these people we told you this was a bunch of BS, and now the guy's gone, and you're stuck with a mess, and he's out of here. So congratulations for being had.
Well, he didn't bail so much as they threw him out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they told him, listen.
I'm leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's time for you to go, they told him. You know, you've taken all our money and practically drove it into the sea, all right?
Right.
And so he grabbed his money and ran is what happened, okay?
Yeah. So all this fuss and mess, and taxi industry being besieged by these needless Uber and Uber cars. Also, some guy can make $2 billion. That's what it comes down to, in my opinion. So,
that's what he created
all this fuss, and he walks with $2 billion or $1.5 billion, and now you get tens of thousands of cab drivers don't know what to do because their business has been ruined because of this little scheme. I don't want to say scam; I'll say scheme.
Yeah, well, it's horrible. You know,
he
stole money. He stole the equity from hardworking immigrants, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And me.
And you.
Okay, and me. And me. I'm not an immigrant.
Opinion.
You know, my father was an immigrant,
right.
Okay? My mother's mother was an immigrant, okay?
Okay.
All right, my mother was born in Brooklyn in 1914, okay?
Right. Where was your father
and
from?
My father was born in Ukraine in 1914.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he came here when he was 8 or 9 years old. Okay.
Right.
You know, they wanted to escape the Russian Revolution or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I never did get that story straight. Okay. But I'm 100% American by definition.
Yeah.
You know, if you're born here, you're an American, right?
Right.
Okay.
And what about ambulances? What about the cops and the ambulances and the fire trucks? They're constantly stuck in traffic. I see them on 6th Avenue trying to go uptown. The fire trucks can't get the fires. The cops can't get to criminal robberies. And the ambulances, they have people. These ambulances are like screaming in the streets trying to get through, and the traffic is just horrible. And I see these cars. The other thing with these Uber cars that makes me crazy. They're sitting in traffic. There's nobody in the car. There's just a driver. So they go crawling around, waiting, hoping, and praying for an app beep. But they're not parked waiting for an app beep. They're just sitting in their cars with nobody in the car, going real, real slow, real, real slow. What the hell is going on? I mean, why are you letting them do this? You should just like pull them over, hit them a ticket, and they're on the phone. They're looking at the phone. They're not even looking at the road. This is an outrage. This is an outrage, and I'm glad that Assemblywoman Glick is getting into the mix here. That's some good news, finally, for common sense.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of action. There's going to be a lot of action up in Albany in the coming months. So keep tuned in for that, and we will fill you in when we can. Okay. Sponsors, we have WB Taxi, okay, mm-hmm. who has all his rates on NYC Taxi News.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you can mm-hmm. just go to his website and call him. Right. Talk to Florin. He's a great guy. Okay. And then mm-hmm. we have our two attorneys. The bookends, as you call
them. You got to say the guy's number. We got to talk to
Florin. Taxi, yeah, WB. 718-729-7777.
Together, right, ready? We'll do it together. You and me, kid.
Okay. 718. Let's do it on 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. 718-729-7777. Okay, you're not in sync, Mike. We got to go 718-729-7777. Did we say it enough?
Right.
Okay. Now the two bookends are bankruptcy attorneys if you're having a problem paying your bills and the credit unions are after you, call them. Glenn Kessler, he's in Brooklyn, 718-488-9100. Okay, we have Peter Joseph, and he's in Manhattan. Okay, he's 212-924-1498. Okay, two very talented attorneys.
They're at the top of the web page, like lions at the gate, protecting the taxi drivers. So those are two very good bankruptcy attorneys. God forbid you get into the jackpot, you get two very good attorneys who specialize in that to help you get out of that jackpot. And who else we got?
For now, I believe. Oh, Lacus, Lacus in Brooklyn, okay. Mike, you talk about that, okay?
We got Lacus in Brooklyn. Now, Lacus is a brand new innovative app where it's, if you're a cab driver, and a lot of cabbies, they don't want to work, they don't want to get the commitment of working 12 hours or 14 hours or taking a car for a shift. Lacus has set up an app, which is brilliant, where you can see a cab that is parked in your neighborhood, a yellow cab, a Medallion cab, and if you have a hack license and just want to drive a few hours, you can go to the Lacus app, LACUS, and you can see where a cab is sitting, and you can log on to their system, drive that cab where maybe if you just need it for like 4 or 5 hours, you can go out and run a few fares in the neighborhood or go into the city to catch the club break. And this is great for cabbies, let's say, at night, because if it's late at night and it's around midnight or 1 o'clock and you're not tired because you're a night driver to begin with, and you say, let me try if I can get a Lacus cab and run into the city to go to grab the club rush when the bars close. So you could probably get a Lacus app at 1 in the morning, work till about 6 in the morning, and go home. So for 5 hours, cab, without having to put the whole shift on your back. And you really got to check this out because it's a very innovative, creative idea. Go to the Lacus website, and you can see all the information on the front of our website, which is what we're trying to do here. And, Abe, I guess that's our show for this week.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Lacus has a phone number. If you want more information, call 718-253-3501. Okay.
Okay.
And, Mike, we did a pretty smooth show today.
We did a pretty smooth show. So the breaking news, we have Matt Doss, the former chairperson, chairman of the TLC, is having an auction this week at with his law firm.
Well, that's next week. That's next week. That's on the 16th.
Next week. We're talking about that. But his law firm is involved in the proceedings, so that's interesting because he was the former chairman of the TLC, and now his law firm is involved in a taxi medallion auction that is not really, a city auction, but it's the auction of, medallions that are now available because of foreclosure proceedings, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'll be very interesting to see what the medallion is worth.
All right.
Thank you very much, Abe. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning into the Mike and Abe Show, and we'll see you guys next week. And
we'll see you next week.
Keep driving and keep promoting the apps. Promote the apps to your passengers. Okay?
For fares. Tell them we're available to get it. you can get a yellow cab at your door with an app. People don't know this. Right. They should know this.
Curb and Arrow.
All right?
Curb and Arrow. Whichever you're driving, promote it. Okay?
Beautiful.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.